Yeah, hey, hold
on, anyone present? Power, and a time to fall! Year 2000. Almost all countries in Earth were at war, and it was most certain that nuclear weapons would be used. So it was then that Earth's leading political figures proposed to send a few million families out to space to find new planets for the good of mankind and all that crap. And the remaining morons on Earth blew shit on each other and killed almost every living thing, except a few men and animals which the radiation soon turned to dangerous mutants and left Earth a barren wasteland. Alcohol was not available on the colonies. This was a factor which made planets such as these so violent. It was on one of these planets that Cormac, our hero, grew up. Showing signs of violence at an early age, he was soon dreaded by neighbors. As he grew older, by everyone. This tale begins when Cormac is 23, older, meaner, and bigger. Chapter 1. The year 2008. A sleazy bar on the planet Europe. Cormac sits alone, stopping a tarpon juice, one of the many sub-alcoholic drinks which are available on the colonies, such as Europe. As he was sitting there, he noticed no man next to him, squeezing back at him. He suddenly felt lonely. This habit had reminded him of his father, who died attempting to rob a barrel of whiskey and mysteriously drowned. This memory made him to buy a man a drink.
You want a drink, old man?
Yes, but
he
probably
wants to Guinness.
You drank Guinness?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
No way!
Don't mess with me, old man.
Okay, okay. I think it is. Not in centuries ago. Tons of it. Gallons of it. Guinness for all gone out. Which is a barren wasteland inhabited by mutants, creatures, who are taking all the risk. You, my son, were just present in your greed. I succeed in getting this lost alcohol. In my pocket, I have a map. Give me one tarpon juice. It's yours.
No tarpon juice, old man. You give me that damn map now.
As you wish.
Next day, Cormac heads for his local, the Wookiee Singing Lounge. Just as he was entering the bar, he heard a ruckus in the adjoining alleyway. He looked round the corner and immediately recognized his three low-life farm mates, brutally beating in a blind old man.
Hey lads, hold
on
for a minute, we'll kill them after.
They turned and looked and carried on beating the old man.
Hey, I'm talking to you. I mean now, inside.
They entered the bar and made their way to a cozy table by the nucleophile. One by one, they sit down. Cormac, Dick the Mutant, Gottmike Strap, and Gat, an unemployed bar jockey, who gets caught for a call yet again.
Three tarpon juices, Gat, now.
Gat returns with the much-needed refreshments. Beating old man, it's hard work. As they drank, Cormac told him about what happened the previous night, and of the tale the old man had told him, who was now at the bottom of the river, but not a mention of the map. Because they couldn't trust these sons of bitches. They'd stab their own squirrel for a nut.
Okay, you know everything. Now all we need is a ship.
Where the fuck are we gonna get a ship, Cormac?
Is there something to put on the police station?
Hey, that's a good idea, guys. Even for a dumb robot.
To a police station. Back entrance. They opened the door with a blaster, which alerts a few of the guards on duty in the bottom level, which Cormac and his lads waste away. So they make their way to the next level, the armory. Lucky for them, each level was soundproofed, or else the guards in the next levels would be alarmed. They enter silently and hear two guards having a conversation.
I say, did your dog bite?
Don't be so stupid. Of course my dog bites. The minute he encounters a dangerous criminal, he will go straight up his throat.
Oh yeah? Okay, let's move.
They take the weapons they need, lasers and blasters, and advance to the flight deck. There was only one guard on duty, which they quickly killed. You definitely got a mask for that. Headed for the fastest cruiser, which was just fueled and out.
They boarded, and only one mate in the story got no way, which was quickly killed. And then fucked out the portal. They strapped themselves in and took off. Two days later, they thought they were home in Freak. When the scanners picked up something.
God damn it, we're being followed!
Now go back and hit the gun, sir!
You better, Dick. Okay.
I see something coming up fast!
Stop it! We haven't got a chance! Someone hit time here!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We lost them. Thank God for that.
I see something. Just get back in the bunch. Do you want me to come in?
Get out of there, you dumb dope.
Is there any food in the ship, sir?
We eat when we get to Arctic. Hey, hold up a minute. There's something I always wanted to ask you. Where in the name of God did you get that accent?
You surely don't know, sir, but some of my ancestors were Irish.
Irish? What in the name of God is Irish?
I'm sure it's Chardon or something, sir. Something you put milk into. Whatever that is.
And it continued like that for many days. They headed towards Earth. It came onto the viewing screen, a big glowing red ball of mud. Punched in the coordinates for landing and headed towards the atmosphere. Through the atmosphere and down. Down to land. They opened the hatch and walked out into the gloomy red mist. Strange noises from down their ears. But it was God they were frightened.
Look, men, you can hear for yourselves. The stories are true about this place. Those mutants on this planet set all weapons to kill. Okay, let's go.
They trudged for 6 hard hours, seeing no animal, only the distance, but knowing they were there. They carried on, and they came to a clearing by a mud pile, and saw a horrible apparition.
Holy beauty, what's my God? What's that, sir?
I don't know, Dick. You saw us for some elf, or a bloody brain basher. Stop moving towards us. Get your gun ready.
He looks sort of smiling.
I say, sir, it's a friendly creature.
Jack walked out with his metallic arm out and his thin flinch. And he quickly lost it by the massive
arm. Cut yourself a job, catch out! Kill him!
So they settled in and ate a hearty meal of blaring brain-bashing broadcloth around the campfire. And soon fell asleep, except for Cormac, who stole away to look at his map. He now knew their destination lay 5 miles dead ahead at a place known as Beamish and Crawford. As the hazy sun rose, Cormac woke the men with a shot from his blaster and roared at them.
Get up, you lazy dogs!
Dick the Mutant got up and violently vomited on himself. The rest got into hysterics on the ground.
What's now, Dick? Can't you hold your brain basher?
After a good laugh, they finished the remaining brain basher stew. Except, of course, Dick. and Father Cormac into the purple sun. This is where we leave Cormac for now. Meanwhile, at the Beamish and Crawford Brewery, the mutant Ballyhooly Bachman tribe were having their daily K.L.E. Cormac and co. did not realize what they were walking into.